The Algoma District School Board, ADSB, will be holding a virtual public input session regarding the board's planned major revamping of White Pines Collegiate's Technical Shops area into a new, modern ADSB Technology Center. TV celebrity builder Mike Holmes will attend the virtual session. As reported earlier, Mike Holmes, along with the Holmes Group, will be joining the ADSB in a consultant capacity for the White Pines project. To join this event, visit the ADSB website where a link for the live event will be available in the coming days. The event begins at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 8, and it is suggested that participants join a few minutes before that. An online feedback form is also available on the ADSB website now, where questions and comments can be submitted prior to, during and after the December 8 event, until 4 p.m. on December 15, 2021, the ADSB stated in a release Wednesday. The SUSE IDEA Inc., Integrated Design, Engineering and Architecture, has been selected to be the architect for the project, Saldan Developments to carry out its construction in partnership with the Holmes Group. Initial plans for the project will be displayed for viewers December 8. There will be presentations from IDEA and the Holmes Group. The virtual public consultation will include the ability for submission back to us after the fact, though a website link. We look forward to that event as another step in the process for obtaining the feedback and input we need to be able to design those trade classes and excite our students within our system, said Joe Santamaria, ADSB Executive Superintendent of Business and Operations, addressing the board at its regular meeting held Tuesday evening. The transformation of the White Pines Technical Shops, along with the added star power of Mike Holmes, is designed to encourage students to study technical subjects and pursue careers in the skilled trades. The renovations at White Pines will begin in summer 2022. ADSB is proactively seeking industry leaders and local community stakeholders to provide their input and to share their expertise, data and initiatives that promote the skilled trades. The local feedback will be combined with international expertise with representatives from manufacturing giants Bosch Thermotechnology, Panasonic, Eaton Electrical, along with safety and mental wellness training from Headversity, the board stated Wednesday. Trustees at Tuesday's board meeting also approved 13 other capital projects for 2021-22 valued at $15,170,000. The projects are Ben R. McMullen, Classroom Renovation, Central Algoma Secondary School, CAS, Windows and Doors, West Side of Building and PA Upgrade, Central Avenue, Heating Upgrades, Chaplot JK-12 Paving and Exterior Repairs, ADSB Education Center, Signage and Ventilation, Elliott Lake Secondary School, Classroom, Courtyard, and Stairwell Upgrades, Eston Park, Exterior, Windows, and Accessibility Upgrades, Isabel Fletcher, Interior, HVAC, and Washroom Upgrades, Cora, Ventilation Upgrades, Locker Replacements, Entrance Upgrade, Mountain View, Roof Replacement, Septic System, Classroom, and Washroom Upgrades, Riverview, HVAC and Interior Upgrades, Tarantoris, Interior Upgrades, Roof Replacement, HVAC and Childcare Addition, White Pines, Tech Shop and Bistro Upgrades. The upgrades for 2021-22 come after $17 million in Ministry of Education capital funding was received by the ADSB for 25 projects throughout the SUSE and Algoma for 2020-2021. In financial matters concerning the ADSB, Santamaria also delivered a brief overview of an independent auditor's report by KPMG on the board's finances for the period September 1, 2020 to August 31, 2021. During 2020-21, the board had a surplus, added to its accumulated surplus, in the amount of $1,532,236. That's approximately 1% of the board's total budget, Santamaria said. One factor contributing to the surplus, Santamaria said, is higher provincial government grant revenue for higher than anticipated enrollment for the 2020-21 school year, Santamaria said. We'll continue, as we move forward through this current year, to make sure we monitor expenses to try and come in as on track as we can to budget at the end of the year, Santamaria said. The board approved a balanced budget of $169,202,981 for the 2021-22 budget year in June 2021.